Hi, and welcome to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. You're listening to WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM Columbus. This is your community radio station. There's a couple new things happening in the world dealing with fair trade, and this is your fair trade news break. Coldplay is campaigning for famine relief and fair trade practices at its concert tour stops. For years, musicians have taken a leading role in one of their industry's most important acts of public service, turning people's hunger for a great song, well performed, into food that feeds the physical hunger of thousands. Live Aid for Africa is one of the most famous examples, but so too is Willie Nelson's efforts to save American farms. Now, the wildly popular rock band Coldplay has put itself at the service of one of the world's oldest famine relief organizations, the British-based Oxfam. The group opened its Viva La Vida World Tour at the Forum in Inglewood on Monday night with Oxfam volunteers busily working the corridors, where they handed out flyers urging action against poverty and social injustice. The Oxfam website, www.oxfam.org, was projected onto a large rotating sphere in the middle of the arena after the show. Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin has been a strong supporter of Oxfam's Make Trade Fair campaign, which seeks to end the dumping of cheap goods into poor countries. Chris Martin, who has visited Africa, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti with Oxfam, witnessed firsthand how the practice has undermined the local economies. Farmers and manufacturers struggling to compete end up out of business and in debt. On its 2003 world tour, the band collected 10,000 postcards calling for fair trade agreements. This time around, the U.S. presidential election is also a concern. Oxfam's Pete Lusby, who will be traveling with the band members as they make their way across three continents in the coming months, blogged about the experience on the relief organization's website Monday night. He noted that more than 700 people had signed up for more info on Oxfam. If you'd like to find out any more information about Oxfam, please visit their website at www.oxfam.org. Also in fair trade news, there is a new fair trade drink. London-based food and beverage company Food Brands Group is extending the Perkle fair trade beverage portfolio with the launch of a new fair trade cola called Percola. The product is an innovative addition to the company's best-selling hot beverage range. It is made with fair trade sugar, sourced from selected farms in Africa, where Percola pays smallholder farms a fair price to improve their working conditions and build a better quality of life. Brian Chapman, founder of Food Brands Group, says, "Consumer demand for fair trade products is growing year on year, and we have seen sales of Percola coffee go up more than 20% since 2007. To build on the success, we have been working hard to expand on fair trade, offering with new and pioneering products to excite the customer. Percola is a unique example of the brand's versatility." Today on Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break, we are listening to fair trade world music, music from around the world. The first song of our fair trade music adventure comes to us from Lila Downs. Lila was born in 1968 and is a Mexican singer. She performs her own compositions as well as into tapping into native Mesoamerican music of the Mixtec, Zapotec, Maya, and Nahuatl cultures. Downs has toured the world playing her music everywhere, and in recent years, Downs and her band have toured widely in Mexico, South America, the US, and Europe. She was also heard in the soundtrack to the movie Frida in the song Burn It Blue that was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song, and which she later performed at the 75th Academy Awards. The name of this song is La Cumbia del Mole. Here it is, Lila Downs. Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma el mezcal con café. Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma el mezcal con café. Dicen que la hierba le cura la mala fe.
me cura la mala fe. A mí me gusta el mole, que soledad me va a moler. A mí me gusta el mole, que soledad me va a moler.
Cumbia del Mole. Our next song comes to us from Tardef de Haidux, and they are a troupe of Romanian Roma musicians from the town of Clejani, the most prominent such group in Romania in the post-communist era. They are known in their native Romania as Tareful Haiduxilor, roughly this means band of outlaws, but Taref is also a traditional name for a group of Romanian gypsy musicians. Haidut is a word of Turkish origin which means outlaw. In Romanian, it has a rustic or archaic connotation. Most of those who know the band in the Western world know them by the way of French-speaking areas, which they are known as Tareful de Haiduxilor. The original group encompassed about a dozen musicians, and later configurations were to include as many as 30 people. And this is Tareful de Haiduxilor with Bride in a Red Dress.
Thank you.
And that was Taraf de Hadouks with Bride in a Red Dress. Our next song comes to us from Hamza El-Din. El-Din was born July 10th, 1929, and was an Arab-Nubian composer, oud player, tar player, and vocalist. Born in the village of Toshka near Wadi Hafla in southern Egypt, he originally trained to be an electrical engineer. After working in Cairo for the railroad, El-Din changed direction and began to study music at the Cairo University. Continuing his studies in Rome, he also studied at Ibrahim Shafiq's Institute of Music and the King Fahd Institute for Middle Eastern Music, and traveled in Egypt on a government grant collecting folk songs. His performances attracted the attention of the Grateful Dead, Joan Baez, and Bob Dylan in the 1960s, which led to a recording contract and to his eventual emigration to the U.S. Like much of Egyptian Nubia, his home village of Toshka was flooded due to the construction of the Aswan High Dam in the 1960s. And the name of this song is Childhood, and it is by Hamza El-Din.
Batar suga fenti tot yamandol suga gilla fina iri gilla fi gilla fina iri gilla fi rayasara mesu asara mesu alla batar su yamandol su Sara mesu, Allah batar su, jamandur suga. Satadanda winga keyo katalagartana minja kindoka mingaiya ifuraka igoka mingaiya furaka igoka firrafika yagor kayagor inna selsut narki kesinga narki kesinga Sara mesuga martito ta dalla batar suga fendito ta jamandol gilla fina Sarame suga martito tata la batar suga fendito tayamandos y la fina Sarame suga martito tata la batar fendito tayamandos suga y la fina Sarame suga martito tata la batar suga fendito tayamandos.
And that was Hamza Eldin with his song Childhood. Our next song comes to us from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Ladysmith Black Mambazo is a male choral group from South Africa. They rose to worldwide prominence as a result of singing with Paul Simon on his album Graceland and have won multiple awards. They were formed by Joseph Shabala in 1960 and became one of South Africa's prolific recording artists, with their releases receiving gold and platinum disc honors. The group has now become a mobile academy, teaching people about South Africa and its culture. The name of this song in English is Message from His Heart.
Soon,
And thank you again for listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on our Fair Trade Music Adventure. Please, please, please don't forget to visit us at all of our locations of Global Gallery. We're located in German Village at 188 East Whittier, on High Street at 692 North High Street. We are in Yellow Springs on Xenia Avenue, and we are in Easton Town Center on the first floor. Thanks again, and have a super fair trade day.